This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, the answer in Tampa, Florida. Tomorrow's news tonight in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and streaming live online, via the satellite all across the country and around the world. Now, a special shout out goes out to our military men and women listening to us, as well as our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working and helping in the coronavirus effort all around the country. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail setters, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks working on the rigs out there, the oil rigs, and by the way, oil took a little dive yesterday, not that bad, but it's still holding up there better than what it was. And don't forget also to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Go over there, like the page, jump on into the chat room, and you can be part of the Captain's Army and chime in there with all the gang that's in there right now on the Facebook message board on the official Captain's America Third Watch. All right, over to the phone line we go, and Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge.
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, Kyle, we have got a big deal going on here right now with our president and Barack Obama, the previous president, and his administration and the Michael Flynn thing. But what happened last night that's really going to stir things up is the acting DNI director, Rick Grenell, is going to be releasing the names of the Obama officials who unmasked Lieutenant General Mike Flynn and all the things about what was going on there with that Russia probe hoax. And K.T. McFarland also yesterday said the Russia hoax was devised to cover up something very, very big. So what do you think?
Well, this is obviously, this is a really, really big story.
It's getting bigger by the minute.
Well, that's right. As you mentioned, Richard Grenell, who's the acting DNI right now, he's moved to declassify that list of names. And that means that it's possible that we'll find out what these names are very, very soon. The idea of unmasking General Flynn and so forth, see, that's one of the things, as I understand, that's obviously a big no-no that you're not supposed to do in the
Absolutely.
Intelligence world, to say the least. And so as we follow this now, we may find out that, again, there was more at work here. There was something else that's going on. K.T. McFarland, her statement is really explosive. And, of course, ultimately, they were trying, again, to undo the election.
And here's my guess on some of the names. We already know the lower level, right?
Right.
I'd be willing to bet you we're going to see Susan Rice, James Clapper, and John Brennan's name come up.
Very, very possible. And again, yeah, we're just speculating, but that is that those.
It's a speculation, but those are the only names that we haven't been talking about for quite a while here, and they've been very quiet. Do you notice you haven't heard anything?
That's right. That's right.
But you've been hearing from the other folks, Strzok and Page and McCabe.
That's right. Well, of course, Richard Grenell, he had delivered to the Department of Justice, you know, that satchel full of documents and so forth. That also ties in with the Adam Schiff transcripts, basically, that Adam Schiff didn't want to have come out about these meetings that were held regarding Flynn, regarding the Trump campaign, and all this different stuff. It all goes together.
Now, because the president came out in a press conference yesterday and said that the ex-president of Barack Obama was somehow or another involved in a crime, but he wouldn't say what the crime was, and the reporters were going after him. One of them was a New York Times reporter, and the president said something along the lines that, well, your paper is one of those that I wouldn't even talk about, and you were one of the ones who was putting out the false information, so you know already what's going on and what I'm talking about. But Ken Starr, who was interviewed on Fox last night, said the Department of Justice documents have now opened the president, former President Barack Obama, for public questioning.
This is very true.
And that's huge, too.
It is huge, because that would put Obama front and center, and they would be talking about, Captain, during the campaign, the one thing they don't want to talk about, and that is, again, somebody lied to the FISA courts. Somebody was weaponizing the FBI resources. There were rogue agents from the FBI. They were trying to take away the will of the people from the 2016 election, and on it goes by literally, no pun intended here, trumping up charges of Russian collusion. Now, of course, the president's not going to name a specific crime, and we aren't either, obviously, at this point, only because those things have to be investigated by prosecutors. But maybe conspiracy might be a big start for the general idea of what was going on at the highest, apparently, at the highest levels of government.
Well, Steve is asking in Thailand whether or not it's against the law to unmask names or just not normally done or unethical. Well, it's against the law without a court order, number one. And number two, it's against the law if you don't have the written permission from the person to give the name out.
Right, as I understand it, and you probably would know a little bit more about this than I do, Captain, and that is that if they're scooping up information on foreign citizens for some reason, and Americans come up in that, the Americans are shielded.
That's right.
You don't
unmask them.
Right, exactly.
All right, well, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, as we take a little break here, and in about 3 minutes long, and we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is something that can help you if you're struggling with any type of nagging pain. I've been taking it for 4 years, ladies and gentlemen, and it flat out works for me. That's all you need to know there. Now, if you've got arthritis like I do, back pain like I do, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, knee pain, hip pain, ankle pain, and boy do I, muscle aches and pain, then it's going to help you. And it works for me. Now, I've been taking it, as I said, for 4 years. I started the same way you'll start, with the Relief Factor 3-week quick start, the 1995 3-week quick start. You order it, you try it, and you'll know after a couple of weeks, maybe sooner, whether or not it's going to work for you. And then all you got to do is just stay right there and you keep right on getting it. So, they gave me a website to send you to, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And you go over there and you sign up for the 3-week Relief Factor Quick Start, and you'll be well on your way to suffering no more. How's that? Suffering no more. All right, relieffactor.com/captain, and I'm telling you, it's well worth the $19.95 to get yourself out of pain. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, Steve Scalise was on Maria, Mornings with Maria on Fox Business. And this is what he had to say about all of this. It's all pretty interesting because he brings Hillary into it. Listen to this.
You know, this is disgusting. It's something that we've been exposing and fighting to get the truth out for a long time. You know, we're talking years to try to get the facts out on this. The FBI and some of the holdovers in the Justice Department were trying to hide this from getting out. Adam Schiff was trying to mislead people about what was going on here. But this was a setup by some real dirty cops within the FBI and the Justice Department. And how high does it go? There are very serious questions being raised about whether it goes all the way to the top. And did Barack Obama and did vice president at the time, Joe Biden, know about this and encourage it to happen, let alone let it happen, because, as you pointed out, the FBI had previously made a decision not to go forward with a prosecution of General Flynn because he didn't do anything wrong, and instead a few of the dirty cops wanted to set him up because they ultimately wanted to take down Donald Trump even after he was duly elected president of the United States with nothing behind it. There was no evidence except the Russian disinformation that came from the Steele dossier, which was fueled by Democratic Party operatives tied to Hillary Clinton's campaign. This is disgraceful.
Now, K. Chief McFarland, who was Lieutenant General Mike Flynn's deputy, correct?
Right, right.
She came out and she said that the Russia hoax has been devised to cover up something very big. She said they knew there was no Russia collusion. And she also said that this distraction is letting that they had going on with Russia allowed China to get stronger. She said, and I quote, they all knew well before the Mueller investigation that there was no there. They wanted to deflect attention from something very big. I don't know what it was or what they were trying to cover up, but they went to enormous lengths to cover it up, and we were trying to find out about it. It's very clear it wasn't a few rogue agents at the FBI either. There was more. This is not done by some mid-level government official in the Justice Department or the FBI. It was done at the highest levels of the FBI and perhaps elsewhere. That's K.T. McFarland. She knew there was something going on, and they were trying to get to the bottom of it, along with General Flynn.
Well, exactly right, and because the scope of this is so big, and you know, Captain, you know, anybody who, you know, learns to write murder mysteries or, you know, crime dramas and so forth, they're the three things that you need to have. You have to establish. They have a motive, they have an opportunity, and they have one other thing that's escaping me, the means to do it, basically. So here you have the Obama administration going on, you know, going out, basically, and they realize, Captain, that the fundamental transformation of the United States is going to be under fire. Their transformation of the United States and probably going to be undone by President Trump. So it makes sense that somebody would come up with this master plan to try to take down the election results. It seems to fit. Now, I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but it sure does warrant further investigation, especially with everything that we know now about the Russia hoax.
Well, that's absolutely true. And we do know that the Director of National Intelligence, the Acting Director of National Intelligence, Richard Grenell, has now given permission to release the names of the people who were unmasked. And this is something that you normally wouldn't do. But we're going to find out the names of people that were involved in talking overseas to different companies and different communities, different countries, rather. And I wouldn't be surprised if we don't hear the Biden's name come up in there, not only Hunter, but also Joe, when it comes to, I don't know, the Ukraine.
Well, right. Well, again, whatever it is, it's not something that's going to reflect well on the Obama administration,
no,
on the Democrat elite, and of course, perhaps on the, you know, the current presumptive nominee. And again, this is one of the reasons why they continue to try to wrestle the narrative. In fact, I heard that there was criticism of the interview with President Trump recently on Fox News, where they didn't ask him about coronavirus immediately. They asked him about the big news of the day, which was General Flynn. See, at every turn, people in the media want to continue to make the narrative.
That's right.
That coronavirus is here and Trump is bad and this kind of stuff, and don't pay, you know, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain there, because yeah, it's exactly right.
And right now, again, we have no proof, but it's very obvious to anybody that's sitting there, including the President of the United States, he's calling it Obamagate, which I think, well, we should call it, because I'm going to call it the same thing. But Obamagate and the crimes that are there are very obvious to everybody, and that's when the President yesterday came out and mentioned it even goes to the top, to Barack Obama, and he actually mentioned him.
Well, it's interesting, and I think President Trump, he will throw things out there usually, and he knows that he gets a rise. He gets a reaction. And he probably sort of sits back sometimes and sort of watches the reaction from the far left or from some in the media, or others in the government, Congress basically, you know, and probably laughs a little bit saying, look, I'm making them all run around and say a bunch of stuff. Because in the end, he's also got, especially, you know, at these so high levels, he probably has some information that he knows he can't say yet, but he can allude to these things, knowing that it's going to come out in the wash.
Yeah, and folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kyle Warren, a co-host of the Kyle Warren Show. We'll tell you how to hear that at the end of our hour here. Now, the other thing is that Mitch McConnell came out yesterday and did a double whammy from a different angle on Barack Obama, and he said Barack Obama should have kept his mouth shut on the virus effort instead of raising his mouth and raising his voice and saying, well, you know, it should have been done sooner, and there should have been this, and there should have been that, without ever mentioning to anybody that back in 2010, what did I tell everybody he did, Kyle?
What was that?
He stopped the training effort of the people that trained for biochemical and bioterror attacks, one of the programs that I was involved with. They cut it back.
Well, that's exactly right.
And now I'm sitting there wondering, well, why in the hell did he do that?
Well, you know, Mitch McConnell said about Obama, you had your shot, you were there for 8 years. I think the tradition the Bush has set up of not critiquing the president who comes after you is a good tradition. But what this tells me, Captain, is that there's desperation starting to set
up. Obama's been in this since day one.
Yeah.
He's been jabbing since day one. Because
well, sure.
He knew that somewhere along the line there were skeletons buried, and they've been worried. They've been worried, worried, worried. And you heard the reference to Hillary Clinton's campaign that they knew about this by Steve Scalise. There's a lot of working parts to the puzzle here and a lot of people that could be in trouble. Now, people are saying, well, now they got they're going to do a perp walk, and they're going to have the president, they're going to have Brennan, they're going to have this guy and that guy, and they're going to have Susan Rice, and they're going to have Valerie Jarrett, blah, 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 blah. Not so fast, because you gotta go from the little guys to the big guys, and people have to roll over in order to get up to the big dog, and I'm not so sure that's going to happen.
Well, you're right. It would be a fantastic if it did, in the sense that it would be the result of a Herculean effort to do it. It would take time, but what's happening though, again, especially in the court of public opinion, you know, they tried to create a false narrative, but we're uncovering, and the DOJ is and Grinnell is uncovering the actual narrative.
And now they're trying to change the narrative by saying that this is all political, that it's all made up and this, that, and the other. What they're saying this is what they, in fact, themselves did.
Well, sure. Exactly right. That's where they tried to, they've muddied up the water so badly that when the truth actually comes out, they can try to say,
yep.
Nope, nope, that's not it.
Yep, and hold that thought. And, folks, that's what they do. That's what the Democrats do. When they accuse somebody of doing something, they've already done the very same thing themselves. It's been proven before, over and over and over again. Wow. All right, well, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And then I'm going to tee off on Adam Schiff. Now, there's a guy that needs to be deported out of the Congress. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Yeah. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett spoke on Face the Nation, saying that he's expecting some recovery by the end of the summer. However, the high point of job losses is still coming.
And so I think if you look at the Congressional Budget Office, they currently forecast that the second half of the year will be one of recovery. You know, God willing, that's what's going to happen. And I think that that's the view that's pretty much shared by the White House. And so I think you could expect to see jobs probably trough, you know, in May or June.
Hassett said he was looking for job rates north of 20% before the market stabilizes. Payrolls declined by $20.5 million in April, the worst month of job loss in U.S. history, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Hassett said he was hopeful that the economy would be able to rebound thanks to the relief funds signed by the president and granted by the Federal Reserve. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, it's my buddy Wayne Allyn Root, and he's all tied up over there in Las Vegas trying to get Las Vegas opened up, which is still closed, by the way. They're slowly starting to think about doing some stuff there in Las Vegas, but it's very, 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 very slow. And we'll keep our eyes and ears open on that because I know Wayne is behind a big movement there with the mayor going against the governor, Democratic governor, in the state of Nevada to get Las Vegas opened up, Reno and other places too. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO. GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. Find out more by going to the website, geico.com. You can get a quote. All you got to do is just whatever the car is, the truck you're driving, the motorcycle, the ATV, the RV, whatever it is, even if you got a boat or you got a house, by the way, homeowner's insurance, renter's insurance, yep, they can help you with that too. And if you bundle it up together, you'll have a tremendous savings. I save a lot of money by doing that. And they've also given a 15% discount to all the people, whether you're a new policy owner or an original policy owner, on your insurance policy if you purchase a policy between the 7th of April and the 8th of October. So, and we're right in that window right now, so there you go. So check them out online, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Kyle.
Yes.
Adam Schiff is a congressman in California.
That's correct.
How long has he been a congressman?
He has been, he was elected, I think, in 2000 and began serving in 2001.
So it's time
to retire him, but I'm going to call it deport him. Let's deport him out of D.C. back to somewhere in California, and then you can do whatever the hell you want to do with him.
That's right. I think he's, what, 10 terms now or something like
That's
that?
That's 10 terms.
Yep.
Yeah, he'd be working on his 11th. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, here's, and by the way, they get a hefty pension after that length of time. It's not 100% of their salary, but it's somewhere around 65 to 70% of their salary is what they get for the rest of their life if he gets voted out of office tomorrow. So anyway, here's what a conversation that was brought up. Again, Fox News, Ed Henry. Devin Nunes starts it out with what he has to say. Then Ed Henry talks to Congressman Lee Zeldin about Adam Schiff and him in particular and his shady activities in the Congress.
I think that's the real revelation for the American people is they were using their own Russian dirt to ask questions, and it was all fake, it was all phony the whole time, and the press was in on this too. It's the cover-up. And I think that's the main thing is now you're starting to see the pieces of the cover-up that I think are actually more important.
That, of course, is Congressman Devin Nunes on the newly released transcript from the House Intel Committee's Russia investigation. Nunes saying the transcripts show the entire inquiry was based on a bogus premise. Republicans now calling out the chairman, Adam Schiff, who repeatedly said he had seen evidence the Trump campaign colluded with the Kremlin to win the 2016 election. New York GOP Congressman Lee Zeldin joins us now. He, of course, serves on the Foreign Affairs and Financial Services Committee. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning.
Your thoughts on what, if anything, you can do to hold Adam Schiff accountable?
Well, Adam Schiff should not be the chair of the House Intelligence Committee. His gavel should be removed. He should be censured. He should resign. There's a lot that should happen, but Nancy Pelosi isn't going to punish Adam Schiff. In fact, that's the reason why he has the gavel in the first place. He's the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, which became the House Impeachment Committee because of the way he writes these fairy tale parodies. Because of the Russian investigation, then it became the impeachment push. It's actually one that the Democrats reward. It's one that the media rewards. So I'm not going to expect any repercussions, even though he should resign today.
Congressman, what about this parade of former Obama officials?
All right. Now, that's Ed Henry on Fox talking to Congressman Lee Zeldin from New York. Now, Kyle, the one thing that I got out of that was Schiff could say whatever he wanted in the halls of the Congress and not be held accountable.
Well, right. And also, of course, you know, he would go on television and say all kinds of things.
It was from Washington.
Right, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the very ability to go on all these different shows all the time, I think he was on like all of them all the time, basically.
Sure.
But the ability to go on and just sort of with a straight face, say the things that he was saying, you know, and given the documents that we have seen reported on now, we would highly, you know, I think there's high confidence that he would have known that what he was saying was wrong. It was just flat wrong. And so to go out there and be able to do that again, trying to create the narrative, is just a whole new level of bad, for our government. It's just terrible.
All right. Now, we talked about California's 25th Congressional District yesterday, correct?
Right, right.
We talked about the Republican going up against the Democrat who was appointed by the Democratic governor, correct?
Right, yeah, she's an assemblywoman right now. Right, exactly.
Well, as of today, as of right now, and this is the day of the election, as of today, in the latest poll that came out, the Republican is leading. Now, Nancy Pelosi has got to be just chomping at the bit, trying to figure out how she can pull that out of her little hat. What are they going to do to steal the election in the 25th district when you have a Republican leading?
Well, Captain, what we understand right now is that from some of these mail-in ballots, that's right, the mail-in ballots, they're trending GOP. And so they decided, hey, wait a minute, we've got to open up some other physical voting locations. I saw some of that on a report earlier where they have the social distancing and they're wiping down the voting machine and all that other stuff. Yeah.
All right, hold on. We got a caller. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Jim. I'm calling from Tampa.
Hello, sir.
I'm just trying to put this in perspective. Now, Watergate basically was Nixon's posse, some of Hunter honors, they called them the plumbers because they were trying to plug leaks in the Republican campaign.
Right.
Broke into the White House, or broke into the
Watergate
office, mm-hmm. which was the headquarters for the Democratic Party, looking for who was leaking.
Yeah.
So that's what Nixon did.
Yep.
What the Obama administration did was on an industrial scale, they got the Department of Justice, the FBI,
yep.
and the CIA,
correct.
The arms of government with yep. their bank accounts and all of their power behind them.
Yep.
Then they also had the House with Schiff, Nadler, and Pelosi.
Right.
And they also had the whole media.
Yep.
So basically, if we were relating it to the Russian Cold War, a war without firing shots,
yep.
this was a cold revolution.
Yep.
They were trying to overthrow the government without shooting a gun.
You're correct, which is what sedition is. Mm-hmm.
It's unprecedented.
Yep.
They used the levers of government to try and overthrow the President of the United States.
Yep.
The CIA, the FBI, the
yep.
Justice Department.
Yep.
It's crazy.
You're right. Thank you very much, my friend. Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay, and he's absolutely correct, Kyle, on what he's saying. But here's the other thing when you think about all of this, okay? Throw into the mix, again, the charge of sedition that I just threw out there. This is exactly what that is.
Well, exactly. You know, trying to incite basically the overthrow of the...
Right, and it doesn't have to be by force either.
Well, precisely. And so they set upon a plan, and they set upon going out and trying to, again, create that critical mass in the country. And back during the Nixon administration, there was a critical mass brewing in the country. That's why the Republican senators went and told Richard Nixon, you're not going to win, so you might as well mm-hmm. resign. But there was yep. no critical mass in this country to try to upend and get rid of Donald Trump by way of impeachment. And so, mm-hmm. again, this was their way of actually doing what they thought was right in their own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't care what the voters said, and they don't care what our system is. You know, and that really does speak volumes because
all right.
the American people voted.
Now, the president just announced last night also that he was taking, what, some $4 billion in retirement investments out of a Chinese fund or something like that in China and bringing it back to the United States to invest into American companies for the pension fund?
That's right. Yeah, there's about $4 to $4.5 billion in assets that I understand, and this is going to be essentially, I believe it's called the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board, basically, or the Thrift Fund, and that is going to have some pretty big, I think, ramifications for the Chinese government. President Trump is saying specifically this is because of the whole thing with COVID-19 and the misinformation for all that. So this is going to be a pretty big blow, one would think, and we might see some other kinds of retaliation. But as far as I know, the president is not interested in looking at any changes in the trade deal, per se, but he is going to make a hurt for a while on this.
Yeah, and the World Health Organization chief was saying today that there were 7 or 8 top candidates for the COVID-19 vaccine. All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more with Kyle Warren. We're going to do the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And I'll tell you what, there's some fog out there in them roads. There's also a lot of cold temperatures. There's still some snow in one part of the country. Holy cow, can you believe it? But I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captains of America Bird Watch.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, it's time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. The largest truck stop chain in the country, and they are open for business. Stop on by.
Yeah.
a little Def Leppard and Pour Some Sugar on Me. That's an oldie but goodie, too, about 40 years old. And we like bringing this stuff out of the archives because it always makes life a little bit more interesting for those of us that remember that stuff, number one. And, yeah, that's when music had a little bit of a beat to it, and you could really, really, really thump around and dance. Now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with me. I'm going to bring him in on this one. Okay, Kyle, what's going on in California?
Well, Captain, we've got a little bit of rain, I think, up in the Bay Area right now. And down here in Southern California, we've seen that cooling trend we've been talking about this week. And that's because we're going to get the marine layer coming in, maybe even some drizzle in the Southland as we get an onshore flow, giving us relief from those super high temperatures that we just had. So that'll be with us and start to warm up, I think, a little bit later in the week.
Well, here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing critical fire weather conditions continuing over parts of the desert, southwest, and central Rockies through midweek due to the combination of strong winds, low relative humidity, and warm temperatures right now in Nevada, Las Vegas, all the way up to Mesquite into Nevada along I-15. You've got some really scorching hot temperatures, as well as over there, Kingman, Arizona, up to the Utah border, just inside of Nevada, and well below normal temperatures with a potential for record lows. Our forecast still to go into Wednesday evening across much of the eastern two-thirds of the country, and it is still snowing up in the northern part of Maine, but not to be feeling like the Lone Ranger. 4th of July tonight, folks. You're going to get about 4 inches of snow up on top of 4th of July if you're going across I-90 in Montana, so be advised of that. Yep, here it is. The 11th? 12th. There we go. And you're going to get about 4 inches of snow on top of 4th of July. And then over in northeastern Montana, you got some wind. You've got some fog in the southeastern corner of Wyoming and over into Nebraska, down below Laramie and down below Cheyenne, down towards the Colorado border. Now, in Colorado tonight, we've got a fire threat advisory of I-25 to the east of it, to the west of it, up about to about Pueblo, Colorado, over west towards Grand Junction, Colorado. And, Kyle, there's some heavy fog on I-70 right now coming out of Colorado, going east over into Kansas, as well as across I-40. We've got some fog along I-40 from New Mexico over through Amarillo, over into the panhandle of Oklahoma, about 40, 50 miles, and then straight down south to Lubbock, Texas. So a little bit of interesting going on there. By the way, I understand we've had a couple of systems roll through Texas, and there's some flood warnings over there around, let's see here. Where is it? It's around Midland.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Now, there's also some rain along I-44 in Missouri tonight. If you're coming out of Oklahoma and you're running I-44 just about all the way to Fort Leonard Wood, you'll be in some of the rain that's over there right now. And the cold weather, you're taking away up there in Wisconsin and where it's at up there in Minnesota, too.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. We've still got the polar vortex, and that's what's causing this uncharacteristic snow for May in some parts in the Midwest, the freeze warnings that we've seen as well. And as you mentioned, up in Maine, they've got snow up there as well. So hopefully this is supposed to be the last appearance of such a thing for the year as we're going through into the summer here. But it has been cold, no doubt about it.
Well, Michigan around Detroit, going up about halfway up into Michigan. You've got freeze warnings tonight. You've got frost warnings down below it in southern Michigan and the northern part of Illinois around Chicago. Frost warnings over in Indiana. Let's see here. And then over in Ohio, the western part of Ohio, Toledo south down I-75. You've got frost warnings, but to the east of I-75 over into Columbus, Cleveland, along I-90, along I-80, I-70 east coming out of Columbus I-71, I-77, you've got a freeze warning for some record low temperatures there. It also goes down into West Virginia, goes down into the northeastern part of Kentucky, down into the mountains of Virginia, down into the mountains of North Carolina, and the northeastern part of Tennessee, and then the mountains of Maryland, the mountains of Pennsylvania, and up into upstate New York, pretty much all of upstate New York, and the Poconos around Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, a hard freeze warning there, too.
That's right. That's what we're seeing.
All right. Now, let's go back to what we were talking about over here, because we know that President Obama and James Comey started hatching this plan against Donald Trump in early 2017. And that's coming from Little Miss Hemingway, the reporter that's on Fox all the time. She's reporting that in the article that she just wrote that's up there on Fox News. And I'll tell you what, these people, these investigative reporters, they're doing one whale of a job putting this stuff together.
Well, they certainly are, Captain. And as we learn more about how this all did come about with the meetings in the Oval Office, there's one particular meeting where some of the president's people were told to hold back so he could talk about that.
That was September the 5th.
Exactly. And so now they're, again, the idea that they were basing a lot of this on, first of all, bad information, made-up information, we can start tracing it back, as I understand, back to the Steele dossier. But even so, once it became apparent that what they were dealing with was wrong information, it seemed like this continued to be moved forward. They wanted it to take on a life of its own, and the country spent 3 years with this. Of course,
what would you do if you were a FISA judge and you got false information and got lied to about it? What would you do if you were the chief FISA judge right about now? Would you want to hold somebody in contempt?
Well, certainly. See, that's the thing. Any other American citizen going and lying to a judge, let alone a FISA judge, that is, they'll be thrown in the...
And we haven't heard a word out of them, and the reason for that is because...
Well, I know that some of them may be Obama appointees.
They were all Obama appointees, every one of them.
Yep.
So consequently, that's why we haven't heard a word during this time about it. Now, since that time, I believe our president, Donald Trump, has been able to replace at least one of them, maybe two. But the fact of the matter is these were Obama appointees, and this is how they were getting by with all of this stuff.
Right, and again, you know, as I said before, the American people understand the principle of fairness. They want that to be applied regardless of the political party in power, basically.
Yeah.
And when they see this and see the magnitude of it, they are going to demand some kind of consequences.
Now, finally, Elon Musk says Tesla's going to defy the California county that told him he can't open. They're going to reopen their plant today.
That's right. He's reopening his plant. That's exactly right.
All right. And Texas says, come on down. You can come here and pay no taxes. We'll welcome you to Texas. All right. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And we'll be back with more after the top of the hour news with hour number two. Got plenty more going here, folks. What a busy night this is.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-86.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.